Looks like they dragged all of it into the woods. The Wilkes Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft from a property on J.A. Russell Drive. The victim reported that a pull-behind disc, a 4-foot drag, a 2-foot auger bit, and scaffolding braces were stolen. The equipment and other property was stored behind the owner's house. It appeared that someone had dragged the property from the back of the house through the woods nearby and down an old logging road. There is no word on suspects. The stolen property was valued at $1,000. They were able to stuff hundreds of dollars in stolen items into their pocketbooks. Wilkesboro police were called to Kohl's regarding a couple of shoplifters. The two white females were observed by store staff. The women would select clothing, go into the fitting room, and stuff the clothes in their pocketbook. The women were stopped when they attempted to leave without paying. One woman admitted to stealing and stuffing a total of $335 in clothes, and the other woman admitted to stealing and stuffing over $900 in clothes. The $1,200 in stolen property was recovered and returned to the store. The women were charged with larceny. It's a change in venue for graduates. Wilkes Community College's 48th annual commencement ceremony will be on Thursday, May 15th, in the John A. Walker Community Center. College officials implemented the rain plan due to the forecast of imminent heavy rains on Thursday. Two ceremonies will be held, and tickets will be required for admission. Graduates have received their allotment of admission tickets. Members of the public may view the graduation ceremonies through a live stream via the internet. Access the live stream from wilkscc.edu/graduation. The Health Sciences Division and Industrial and Workforce Development Division graduates will participate in the 4 p.m. ceremony. The Arts and Sciences Division and the Business and Public Service Technologies Division graduates will participate in the 7 p.m. ceremony. At a news conference at a Raleigh NC Works office Monday, Governor Pat McCrory praised the drastic reduction of North Carolina's unemployment insurance debt to the federal government, which dropped by approximately $1.5 billion since January 2013, when the obligation stood at $2.6 billion. The governor also praised the success of NC Works in matching employers with job seekers, but said more reforms are needed to modernize the state's workforce development efforts. Governor McCrory said, "I am encouraged by the incredible progress DES and NC Works have made in a short period of time, and I look forward to working with the General Assembly for more reforms that will keep up the positive momentum we've built." The governor said he would like to see the General Assembly modernize workforce development laws to account for the impact of online job searches. He wants a photo ID to be required for the collection of benefits and statutory charges that would protect the confidentiality of claimants during the appeals process, while at the same time preserving North Carolina's federal eligibility. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.